Welcome to the Dermastore Podcast,
a chat about all things skincare, skin health.
And if you're a real skin nerd, we hope you'll join the conversation. Welcome to episode 24 of the Dermastore Podcast. Hey, Lara, how are you doing?
I'm good, Greg. How are you doing?
All good, thank you. Good weather we having?
I'm absolutely loving it.
And you said you went for a run this morning.
Yes, my first run back after being a bit under the weather lately. And as I was saying, it's so hard. Your fitness, just you have to start from level one again.
This flu season has been hectic. I've got a two-year-old and she's just bringing back all the viruses from play school. So we're in the thick of that. We knew it was coming, but it hasn't been pretty. But feeling good. I also managed to ride this weekend. So also getting back into the exercise thing. I love these clear winter days for exercising in the morning. It just feels so revitalized. So make the most of it because I think there's a lot of rain coming as well.
Yes, which is good. We've just planted grass.
Okay, brilliant. What did you use this morning?
I'm still using my Kiehl's Clearly Corrective Cleanser. A little goes a long way, so you're getting through that. And again, it's that dual function cleanser, so a little bit of exfoliation with gentle cleansing. And I followed that through with SkinCeuticals Hydrating B5 Serum, which I feel like is a serum, but actually it's functionally a moisturizer. On top of that, applied Butte's moisturizer, the one that we've been testing and having a lot of fun with. So I used that. And then my sunscreen, actually, I used a sunscreen that we were given a while ago to test, was just one that I need to finish. I'm on this journey of finishing products that we've been given. So that was good. A very basic routine today.
Nice.
Yeah. How did you go with your skincare?
I used Butte's new iteration of a cleanser that's coming up. And then I used pH formula's tranexamic acid serum, which you know, has become a hard and fast staple in my routine. I can't live without it. And then I'm also still using the Kiehl's Multi-Corrective Soft Cream, the gel cream formulation.
Cool.
I'm loving that product, by the way. I mean, lightweight, even now in winter, it feels super hydrating. The hydration stays with you throughout the day. And then I used Hyestic Skin Fusion. Great. I love this product. It goes on well. It's hydrating. It smells amazing. Doesn't leave a white cast. Really, it ticks all of the boxes for me. So loving that sunscreen. I don't think it'll replace Mardi B actively in my routine full time, but I've got stock, so I'm using that.
I really like it as well. I thought about it, well, after been using these products, I like how also they're just so gender neutral. There's no fluffiness around these products. They are what they are.
So moving on to today's episode, we're talking Hyestic, which is a new brand we're launching onto Dermastore. It's from California and it is a very interesting brand. I think first and foremost, our customers need to know how the onboarding process goes at Dermastore. How do we select our brands that are present on our store? So for those who don't know, Dermastore, we've 9 years old now. We've established ourselves as a fairly key player in the professional skincare market. We get approached by a lot of brands. I'd say 10 to 20 a month, maybe, from all over the world wanting to be on Dermastore. And that's not a flex. That's just the facts. And in COVID, it was even more. We've managed to get the brand equity out there that Dermastore is a trusted place to buy skincare. With that comes a lot of responsibility. And obviously, our founding director, Dr. Ian Webster, everything needs to go through him. He needs to check off on the science and the ingredients before we launch a brand. Getting it right for us is number one. The best interests for us is preserving our customers' best interests. So we don't launch anything we don't believe in. We test thoroughly. In fact, now I have a standard response line to all of these inquiries we get, and it's, I take no offense at this. Send us your testers. I'm not talking to you until we've tested ourselves. Mm. Because the problem is, the minute you start talking to someone, just sales and marketing. That's all you hear. And you can sit through rounds and rounds of meetings and waste a lot of time. And then it always goes back to, well, send us testers. So that's the first thing. We like to unbiasedly, objectively test products as a team. And then we'll start talking to the brand from there if we like the products.
Yeah.
So that's our process. And if we really love the products and we see value for our customers, we will then start the conversations to bring it on board. Mm. And a brand like Hyestic, we were introduced to it, we were sent the testers, and I immediately got where they're going with this brand. It's a clinical and corrective brand. It is sold in doctors' offices in the US. But what I loved about it is just so to the point. And I love it when brands are super clear about their objectives. It's optimal concentrations of active ingredients. There's no fluff.
Mm.
If you look at the ingredients list, they're relatively minimal, which we love. We always stick by that philosophy. Try and keep it simple. But then again, there actually have to be formulations you like to use. Mm. So the formulations have to be used every day. So you want compliance. And yes, some of them feel a little bit medical, like the scar cream, for example, quite a medicinal smell, but that's actually good.
What I like about Hyestic is it also feels familiar.
Yes.
So it's all the ingredients that we, you know, the internet's done a really good job at educating us on key active ingredients and what their benefits are. So we know what ingredients we're looking for, and Hyestic has identified those key ingredients. And I also like they've made smart decisions. You've said their formulation, but even something simple like their packaging, right? It's so user-friendly, but also smart packaging.
That's what won me over, actually. Like, we have products with similar formulations. They're priced differently. We actually see this opportunity. It's kind of a mid-tier pricing in terms of clinical brands. So you got quality active ingredients, quality formulations, and the packaging is just so clever. So all of their airless pumps, for example, just have such a lovely hand feel. They've got such good quality to them.
And I love this vitamin C, the 4% arbutin. So it's a dropper serum, but they've been really clever of how they're going to air seal the vitamin C so to prevent
it's
as much
super
oxidation.
Tight lid.
Yes, it's just so clever.
And also not being too broad. I mean, obviously it's still a fairly new brand, but everything that fits in here has a purpose.
Yeah, I like their category. So they've kept it really simple as well. And there's no, like you said, fluff or add-ons. Here's the treatment. Here's a targeted treatment for acne.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's two products for the acne range. Then they're quite strong on their hyperpigmentation range. So, for example, they've got the 7% Arbutin Pigment Control Lotion, which Greg has mentioned numerous times on the podcast, which is now that we can talk about it, which is awesome. And then so they've got really clear segmentations of their products, and it's a very small amount of SKUs, which is great.
And like, for example, so we also fill the gap with you talking about acne, benzoyl peroxide, a spot treatment. We haven't had one of these for I can't remember how long. So that fills a need and a gap.
Mm.
The azelaic cream, 10% azelaic and 0.5% PHA. Again, this is for PIH patients. Mm. Perfect combination of ingredients. If you look at the ingredients, it's super simple, but it's going to get you a fabulous result. They've also got retinoids, which we haven't launched yet. We're just starting off without those for now because we have quite a lot of retinols on Dermastore, but we may launch them later on. Again, they're just their simple packaging, the natural moisturizing, lightweight hydrating cream. Good for anyone. If you use that over the B5 serum, you've got a comprehensive winter routine, and we're actually launching a set for winter, including that.
Yeah, exactly. Those two.
Love this brand, and we really look forward to seeing what the results are that come from it. I think for me, it's all about personalization. So how we recommend products on Dermastore is that you go through our online skin assessment, and then if you still have questions, reach out to a skin therapist, and then you will have things tailored to you for your budget and based on your concerns. And this is where a brand like this wins so well, because you're unlikely to buy the full range.
Oh, yeah.
They're targeted corrective. So exactly. You'll slot these in with your routine as and when you need them.
And according to your main skin concern, you know, what are you really wanting to tackle? Wintertime now is a perfect time to start looking at really treating your hyperpigmentation. So the 7% Arbutin serum, possibly with the 4% vitamin C serum in the morning. Perfect combination. So you're only slotting in two actives into your regular routine. And that's, you're not going to find a regime out of this brand.
No.
You're going to find targeted solutions from 100%. Hyestic. Yeah, I think it really serves a purpose. And I think, like you said as well, this beautiful medical brand is coming in at an affordable price. So it's tangible again for people to be able to really see great results with a medical skincare brand.
Quick one. You've used most of the products. Which is your favorite? I mean, obviously, it depends on your concerns. But I mean, which one resonated with you the most?
I really like the retinols. I know I'm not launching them, but I think I'm a retinol user. And I think their formulas are excellent. I didn't have, you know, the tolerability again on the skin. And then I am an azelaic acid user. I think because I do struggle with a little bit of breakouts every now and then, this 10% formulation is so good. And azelaic acid is actually quite a multifunctional ingredient. So you'll be surprised as to how many different skin concerns we can treat with azelaic acid. So those sort of two have been my heroes. I know the team, there's definitely have a huge fave for the pore refining lotion. That one's not even in my cupboard anymore. It's with my team member. She's obsessed with it. And in fact, the spot treatment, we put a little test to it as well. We had a colleague who had quite a active breakout on her chin area. So I was like, perfect, let's test you. And she couldn't believe how quickly it healed. Amazing. And benzoyl peroxide is really good at that. So I think it was a 2-day stint and she loved it. So, and then I know Yohani absolutely loves the vitamin C serum. So there's nothing not to like about this brand. Tell us about your journey testing it.
I've been through most of it. I think I've tested basically every single product now. And sure, it's actually really hard. That's why I asked you, because each product seems to fill its own little function and purpose. So it's really difficult for me to say there's one in particular. I've had insanely good results. I think I've mentioned before with the 7% arbutin paired with the pH formula tranexamic acid serum. Those two just seem to just even your skin tone, brightens. So I've loved that product. I've also really loved the lightweight hydrating cream. Again, lightweight moisturization for me seems to work better than richer creams. And that's just a neutral, lovely, everyday cream. But the sunscreens also won me over quite a hectic.
It's so surprising, hey, because sunscreen doesn't always win you over, hey.
Definitely
it's almost
not.
Sometimes sunscreens are the grudge purchase out of
that. I know, but there is something to it. I think it's got a slightly illuminating property to it as well, which maybe makes it like more intriguing to wear most days. But the scent, the way it applies, you do have to shake the bottle. I would recommend doing that. Mm. It's just something I really enjoy using. And what is quite clever about it is that it's actually one of the only fragranced ones, if I'm not mistaken. So that's the one you almost tend to remember,
yes.
So interesting that everything else seems like more of a treatment. The B5 hydrating gel is also fantastic. Again, feels very familiar, has a beautiful scent, although it's not fragranced, but I've been loving that as well. So okay. I'm a bit divided, if I'm dead honest with you. Again, I also love the retinols.
And I think that is the success of a brand and how it does get launched on Dermastore. You know, we look at things subjectively and then objectively. We always speak about this. And it may look beautiful on paper, ticks all the boxes, but if you don't enjoy using it, then it doesn't fill the gap.
You're not coming back.
Right, that's the thing. So it's so wonderful to come across a brand where we get both, right?
100%. I also just want to quickly chat about the scar and barrier strengthening cream.
Which is so needed on our platform here.
Yeah, we've got a few scar gels, differently priced, but I think where this one really ticks a lot more boxes is that generally with silicones, they cause an occlusion layer over the skin, so they keep the scar flat and hydrated, essentially. So the skin can repair itself. Whereas this is also, so it's got the silicone, but it's also got peptides, which then help repair the scar. And they've also got soothing extracts. So it's got honey, bisabolol. It's actually got rooibos extract in it as well.
Cool.
Local ingredient, nice. So it's got a few other key ingredients that help soothe, repair, and does the function of healing a scar. So a very clever product. I would say this is more of a hybrid product than just straight silicone. So if you do have a scar and you just want scar repair, sure, you can buy a plain silicone. But if you're looking for something a little bit more advanced, I would say this tops the list, actually. And it's coming in fairly well priced for that. So at $1.5.
Yeah, it's quite a specialist product.
It is quite a specialist product. So all in all, I think a good one for Dermastore, and we look forward to getting your feedback and responses. And thanks, Laura, for that chat. And
thanks, Greg. It was really nice to catch up and very excited about what this brand's going to do.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to subscribe if you're keen to learn more about what we have to say. We would also really love your thoughts, ideas, and any questions you have for future episodes. You can email us on pod@dermastore.co.za.